기축구몰라가오다바깥내오르비무로가야가바깥내눈로꿈마슈골로꿈마라에에축구축구꿈무바깥기축구몰라가오다바깥내오르비무로가야가
바깥 Walking down the street.
But more Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out to be like, hello, hello, welcome to Taco Belly.
Yeah, like that, just like that.
All right. You ready?
Welcome to Bizarro Taco Belly. Are we counting it down?
Here we go.
17, 16,
15, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're not using a headphone?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, all right. Hi, 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 hi. Ay, 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 ay. Hello, welcome to the new Taco Belly. I'm taking this bitch over. That's what's happening right now.
Oh shit!
So I have to do it like. So I have to do all the Bobby stuff. So we got Pan Face Gook over here.
What up? My face so flat.
Your face so flat. How flat is it?
It's a pan.
It's flat as a pan. And then we got this white cracker.
That's me.
Casper motherfucker over here.
So much energy, bud.
You know what I mean? I know. That was too aggressive.
That was
right?
Scary. A little scary.
Yeah, that's why it's better coming from an Asian
guy.
Because it's not as aggressive. It don't sound so like, honky. You know what I mean? It don't sound like that. So, all right. I retract that. And then what do I... Am I supposed to...
He's always really nice to me.
My beautiful something.
I mean, no... In the beginning, he says my beautiful something, and then he progressively gets meaner and meaner.
Subtle.
Then he calls me bitch, then he calls me all of that. But you got to wait till halfway through.
Okay, so I have to call you bitch. Okay, Gilbert, I need you to remind me when to call her a bitch.
Bitch cute?
Like Georgia. Georgia over here, call her a bitch. Call her a bitch. You know? Now, this is like, I feel like this is like, this would be like if like whenever you met, because when did you meet Bobby?
2012.
So like in 2012, you're on Tinder. And like you see Bobby, but my thing came up first, and you swiped right on me.
Okay, now would you have driven to Long Beach to meet me at a coffee shop?
Take a look at her face.
Let me see.
Open your leg.
Can I see the booty?
Keep in mind that I was 27. Wait, I was 28, 27.
Okay.
You were 27 really... back then?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
28, maybe.
Damn, Filipino don't crack, huh?
It does not.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Okay, so he drove all the way to Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have drove to Long Beach. That's, okay, all right, check. I would have drove to Long Beach.
Okay, would you have had just woken up at 2 p.m.?
No, I would have had shit going on.
Would you have shown up with a car full of trash, like hoarder's trash?
Okay, so are these the things you're looking for in the plus column?
Yeah.
Is that, wow.
I found all of those.
Did she have her list? She was like, okay, check. Disheveled, nice. Needs a haircut, yes. Car is full of bullshit, perfect.
Empty Red Bull cans, would you have had that?
What was the appeal? Can we like finally, because he's not here, can we, what literally was the appeal? Because I don't get it when you're saying all this.
I think,
like, I'm waiting for you to tell me a story about how he was like, oh, he was so sweet and he brought me this.
But all men show up perfect on the first date. I think I found appealing that he was just so like reckless and dirty and so utterly himself that I thought, okay.
This is the worst. So it can't. It's gonna go up from here.
But it didn't go up from there. See, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, this is the extent of the trash or the Red Bull cans in the car, and then it never went. It just got progressively. It deteriorated from there.
Really?
Well, yeah. You see how we live.
I know, but how did he surprise you? You know, like. So you thought, okay, this is it. It can't get any worse than this. And you were like, oh my god. So basically, you're staying in this relationship to see how bad it can get.
Yeah, I want to see. I'm a masochist. I want to see how someone can beat me down with hoarder's trash.
Good god.
I don't know if I would have came to Long Beach knowing all this shit. I think now I want to like put trash in my car, go on a date, and when somebody's like, oh, I kind of like this, I'm like, bye, bitch. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's say you go on a first date with a woman. Like, what do you Are you impressed by the presentation of her seemingly being perfect and like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you impressed by?
I enjoy the girliness of a woman, like whatever your little girly things you're going to be. Because like, honestly, we don't really care.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, it's like you go on a date and let's say like, you know, she's running late because she's like, well, I'm fixing my face. It's like, you know, you're fine. Mm-hmm. You know, but then they come out and then, you know, they got the big lashes, you know, you know. I mean,
it's Kalila right there.
I don't have lashes.
Oh, when you put them on.
Do you have the big lashes? Like,
no,
not
Asian.
Now, but
I'm
when,
Asian.
You know the ones where it did like, you know? And so, yeah. You know, when they come out, they're like, you go, okay, this is their effort. This is, they think they're at their best. Mm. Like, this is, you know, so you go, okay, you think you're at your best. This is what you're presenting. And you go, okay, I like that. I might not like what's going on, but I like that you think that this is your best.
Wait, hold on. You don't like that they're putting in the effort. You like that they think it's their best.
Yeah.
That's so fucking twisted.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you even thinking that deep into their preparation?
Because as a comic, you're always like going into like, you know, you know, this could possibly be a joke. Then it's like, oh, but it's real life. So you like, you really analyze. I don't know. I just like, so you go out with somebody and they you know, they putting on this thing. Cause I guess for guys, you're always waiting for the rug to be pulled from under you. Cause she's not always going to be like this. She's not always going to be nice and accommodating.
True. But that's why I think the better strategy for any woman on a first date is to go midway, to not put on their full face. To go half face, maybe just some mascara.
Half face,
not full face, not full painting.
Yeah, because you're saying to me right now, it's like, I'm not going out without some makeup on.
Some, but we want to look like the same way guys do, which is we don't want to appear like we've tried too hard. So we want to look sort of casual and sort of like, you know, we kind of came, we had two other places to be before we got here.
Like athleisure wear or like sweats?
Maybe not athleisure. That's a little bit. But the reason is because we still want to be able to impress them on the night that it matters, whether it's in front of their friends or like the first time I ever went to the comedy store. I had my full face on.
Oh, yeah.
I had these.
Oh, really?
On.
She was flying. She was flying. Yeah.
She had to put, there was like music, you know, she had a whole thing. Cue the music. Ow.
She has dancers with her?
Yeah. Why the fuck is there smoke coming out? You know what we should say before we even continue even further? I gotta say to all the Tiger Belly people out there, leave her alone. You know what I mean?
Aww.
Like I've been over the whole fact that you stole my podcast.
Yoko.
No. Because like sometimes I look at the comments and I'm like, damn, these people are there. There's people that's their life.
Yeah, but
their life is to be like, you, that gold digger stole. Yeah. You know, and it's like, no, it worked out the way it was supposed to work out. Everybody's happy in the process. I'm doing my own podcast. Bobby comes on my podcast. You know, he's literally one of my dearest friends. I consider him a brother. So, you know, I just want to like put it out there like, guys, let it go. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, let it go.
They're not going to listen to you.
I know they're not. But that's why we're going to start our own podcast. That's why I thought my way to get back at this motherfucker. Welcome to Scorpion Finger. I know. Wait, and then you freeze it. You know what I mean? And then like, then it goes black and white. Scorpion Finger. You know what I mean? So that's how we'll do that. But I don't know. Whatever. You know what I mean?
Like, it's just,
Bobby is who he is.
Yeah. I also regarding what you were saying, I think it comes with the territory, and I think that I'd be absolutely dumb to think that. You know, I wouldn't be getting some type of like backlash.
Some backlash?
Yeah, it's normal.
Well, I mean, it's like, it's tough though when the people like, it's like they're not acknowledging like your part in this. Like people don't know your effect on Bobby. Mm,
yeah. Because they don't see the ins and outs of our days.
You take it, but I'm saying you take you away. And this motherfucker would be like the Tasmanian devil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're working on him right now for his special. Okay, we're trying to get. And I'm supposed to be like one of the associate producers. I'm helping, right?
Oh, that's so cool.
But let me tell you what my job really is, okay? This is my job. And I want you Tiger Belly artists out there to go, because I know they're going to draw the shit, cause, you know. It's like, and I'm so tired of Fat Lando.
Should we stop that now?
Okay, like this is like, hey, Fat Lando, you know. But people say it so casually, like they're saying like, hey, Eric, like, you know.
Do they say it when they go to your shows?
No.
Nobody's not to your face.
That. Nobody's going to say it to my face. I'm 6'3", and you know, you will get some. No, but it's just all the time they're so casual about it. But see, this is what I am. Okay, you know, like when there's like, let's say there's a TV show and they have animals on the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say there's a falcon on the TV show and there's a guy on set that's got like a leather glove on. And he's the Falcon guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's like, whoo, 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 whatever he does. And the Falcon come flies in on his arm. And then he like sends it into the scene. That's me with Bobby.
Mm.
Oh, you're the Wrangler.
I'm the Wrangler.
You're Bobby Lee's Wrangler.
I'm the Bobby Wrangler. So they call me like, yo, dude, we can't get a hold of Bobby. I'm like, okay. You know, like,
time to text Kalila.
Yeah, right.
So
that's what I do. That's what I got to do. It's like they come to me. I got to go to her. Or I hit him up. All I had to do is guilt this motherfucker. Like the last time we had this meeting, right?
Yep, uh-huh. I was there. And you were on your way and he was trying to flake.
He was trying
Wait,
to flake.
What happened?
Okay, first of all, it's all the way in Burbank, okay? At a bullshit hour. I live in Culver City. Yeah. It's not easy to get there. I'm there and he's like, hey, can we just do it by phone? I was like, are you fucking out of your mind? You get your little punk ass over here to this damn place, you know? And he was over at the new place too. Which is sort of close.
He wasn't over at the new place. We were still here, but I basically
the lies. The lies just come out. So he, I said, you get. So he came over, and that's all that it is. You know, that's what I have to do. I got to just be there to be like, okay, you know, let me take care of Bobby.
Your presence guilts him. Yeah. So it's. I think that's probably part of the reason why you're so crucial in all of this. Is
so that's why I have to have a whistle and my leather glove. You know, shoo, and then Bobby comes in. You know, with his Red Bull.
The most
this bullshit haircut. You know,
the most frequent text messages I get is he coming?
Yeah.
Is he on his way? Is he showing up?
You know,
that's what I get.
And then people text him, is she coming? Has she in a while? How is Bobby as a lover? I'm just curious. Is it tolerable?
Yeah, I think he's gotten another thing that has deteriorated.
See, you have a leather glove too, so you're in bedroom like, whoo, no.
It would be like him being the balance beam and me being Simone Biles. I'm doing all the work.
Oh wow.
He just sits there as like a.
But first of all, that if you work with Bobby, that is the relationship for everyone.
Yeah.
And that's why he has a hard time when he goes on sets. Mm-hmm. Where he has to learn lines and do all these things. He called me from Hawaii, like, hysterical.
Yeah, hysterical, yeah.
Okay, hysterical. He had this, so I have to talk him down off ledges. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So anytime this motherfucker, first of all, he never returns my calls. He's terrible at texting, as we already know. Chris D'Elia already said something about it. This dude's terrible. But he calls me, and he expects me to answer. I've answered Bobby's call while I've been on stage on the road.
Oh, wow.
Because I see it, and I'm like, this must be important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's never really important. It's just him needing to like hear himself, bitch.
Yeah, that's really it. You're a sounding board. I'm a sounding board.
Yes. But and you have to fuck him. Ooh.
Back to him being a lover.
Yeah, let's get back to. Oh, this is great. I love how you're like, finally, I get to just shine.
Let me tell
What's
you.
The song?
How
it is. Dude,
on, yeah, on scorpion fingered. Oh, that maybe it should be scorpion lashes.
They just stab.
That's the name
camera.
Of our podcast, Scorpion Lashes, and it's like. Yeah.
I think that in the beginning, that is the one thing he did bamboozle me with. In the beginning, he seemed to be willing to work more.
Oh.
And then now he's
doing all that freaky Asian stuff.
No, yeah, he doesn't do any of the freaky Asian stuff.
When is the last? So he doesn't even eat your pussy anymore, nothing?
No. Mm-mm. Wow. He's a church boy now.
What?
And he always says, oh, yeah,
so he's always 47. On his knees?
Yeah, kneeling on the pews all day. He's a church boy now.
What does that even mean?
Like he's not going to put in any of the fun stuff that he did. He's not going to do like the air guitar in the corner anymore in his, you know, cheetah panties type shit.
Do you miss that?
I do.
You say it like you miss it.
Yeah, I do. I miss that. I think that when you're with someone for so long, you become almost like a 2D person. You forget all the little intricacies about each other. You just become this really, really well-oiled machine together. That you take a lot of like the things that made you fall in love with someone, like you forget about because you are so efficient with each other.
Right,
you have a system.
Right. So you're saying you would like a little more romance in your relationship.
Yeah, of course. And we've talked about this on here. We've talked to, you know, I talk about it with him all the time. It's like we have to reconnect on a different level.
I will say though that it's hard to. This is the thing about Bobby. I don't know his motivations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to like. You know, pretend like you understand his motivation. Like, for instance, that night, you know, him and I planned we're gonna go to the movies. Mm-hmm. He's bringing me up on stage at the Comedy Store, mm-hmm. and as we're exchanging the mic, I'm saying like, so we going to the movie? He's like, you know, and this is a way of being like, oh, I forgot, I want to flake. Yeah. And so then when we go outside, he'd say, oh wait, we're gonna go to the movie. We're texting you. He's texting you off the hook, like he's like, I can't go unless I. So he is thoughtful of your feelings.
That he is, but you know? That's because
you've bitched at him for so long.
No, I worry about him a lot because I find him to be a reckless human. So I have a lot of like worry for him. If I don't know I don't care that he goes out anywhere. You know this about me. I don't give a shit. I just care that he's always accounted for.
Yeah,
I know what you that's mean. It. So if he says I'm going to the movies, fine. He knows he doesn't even need to ask. But if he could have just texted me, I'm going to the movies, I would have been like, fine. But I don't know why he felt he needed to call me to get approval.
This is what I'm saying about his motivations. I don't think he really wanted
to go.
And he was using, because you know why? Because he did this with me. Like, so Santino, Santino calls me and he's like, he's all like, hey man, we didn't talk about this on this. Oh yeah. So he calls me. He's like, hey, you know, he's bullshitting. Because he's like, it's bullshit small talk. I haven't talked to him in a while. And then after a while, he gets to the thing. Hey, would you be upset? You know, would you be salty if Bobby and I, you know, if we did a podcast together? And my answer was, yeah.
I would. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be real salty. Salty as a motherfucker.
You know, it's going to be I'm just going to be like, every time I see him, I'm going to have salt ready. Just,
salt
I'm
bay salty. Right there.
I'm salty. You know what I mean?
Like friendship ending salty?
Or I could say I don't know.
Or bits, lots you know? Of annoying bits.
Yeah, it'd just be like, yeah, it would get to the point where you wouldn't want to be around me because I would be like, oh hey, it's the podcast guy.
The podcast guy.
Oh hey guys, how's the podcast guy? I would talk like that the whole time. Oh my god, hey guys, how's the podcast? Oh, I watched it. It was so good. You know, just all the time to the point where they're like, okay, are you really upset? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But see, I didn't want to bullshit and be like, oh dude, I'm cool with it.
Because you're not, yeah.
Because I'm not cool with it. You know what I mean? I'm not cool with it because, you know, even him and I could have started one. Bobby's bullshit because he told me he was going to start one with me, and I didn't find out till later that he also told Santino he was going to start one with him until sneaked in and stole it from both of us.
She won.
You know, so now he's saying to me,
I don't see you fucking him.
That's on you, Eric.
Yeah.
Fucking Bobby.
He would like it, though. Let's be real. So then now Bobby's making all these promises to everyone. He's told Steve he's starting a podcast with Steve.
With his brother Steve?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's a knife fight waiting to happen.
I know, but that's great. That's great, you know.
I mean, and not
I would have to be there.
Okay, I was going to say you need a mediator.
Because the ones
we've
that
had we've had some here where we've had to just end it.
Not air.
Because I thought I would have to take someone or call 911.
They have a weird relationship, you know?
Yeah, it's very contentious.
They have a very weird relationship, you know? So it, you know, probably lends itself, you know, however their upbringing is and all the things that, which they've aired all their dirty business out on these podcasts, so everybody really already knows. But when they're with me, it seems to be great. Like we did two of them. Okay, they're still my biggest episodes.
Great content.
You know what I mean? It's good content. We're all good together, so it needs to be something like that. But I just think that he's just overwhelmed with this.
With Tiger Belly?
Yeah, I think this is a lot for him.
This is so low maintenance for him. He does nothing but show up.
Yeah, but that's a lot for him.
That's
just getting
true,
him to show up consistently.
Yeah.
like how many times have you ever had to be like, well, we can't do the podcast today because Bobby's gone?
Well, then how would you feel if you started one with him and he just doesn't show up? Because
that's already happening because we were supposed to do the thing monthly.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we were supposed to do it monthly.
There's a reason why this worked out. It's because it's the next room over from where he sleeps.
I guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because he already was talking shit about, like, and I heard a little, like, somebody posted, like, you know, your guys' little Patreon. That's where you guys really, that's the devil shit right there. The Tiger Belly Patreon is where you get the real, like.
That's for the seance.
Yeah. That's where, like, they got the fucking Ouija board out here. What do you think about Eric Griffin? And the truth comes out. So somebody sent me a little clip of him talking shit about my place.
About your place?
Yeah, when he came over.
Yeah.
I was like, this motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
Let's run back what he said about your place. I want to know. I forgot what he said. Did he say it was like
he walked in the walls?
Yeah,
he said you had fake walls.
No.
He said like it smelled like cum or something like that.
Yeah, cum wall.
He is the biggest exaggerating piece of shit. You know, that's what that is right there. But like I say, you know, it could still be good. And people ask me literally every fucking day, when is Bobby and Steve coming on to talk about movies again? You know, so it's like all these promises have been made.
That's
so, yeah.
That's a big risk anyone is taking to start a podcast with him. Not because he's not good, but just because will he show up?
Yeah, it's a lot. So, but anyway, to circle back to the point of this is, so Bobby told Andrew that he needed to call me to get approval. But I know Bobby just did that because he doesn't want to do it.
I don't think he wants to do either.
I know. I know. That's what I'm saying. But I already know, because if he was going to do it with me, he would have done it already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We would have done it. So so I think that he's just like, you know, because that's what he does. He'll come up with excuses. He won't say no. He'll be like, well, I don't want to film it at my place. I don't want to film it at your place. I don't want to film it in the, you know, I want to do
that's
it here.
That's actually, you know, you're not wrong about that, because he throws me under the bus to save himself a lot.
Yeah.
And what was it the other time? It was
that's
earlier
what he did with the
week.
Movies. That's what he did with the movies.
Yeah, he was talking to Mike from ATC, and he was saying, he had to say no to something, but he said he used my name, and he was like, it's because Kalila said so and so. It just so happened that I overheard him whispering the text to himself, mm-hmm. and I heard his and I heard my name. I'm like, what are you texting, and who are you texting, and why is my name in that text? Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm just texting Mike. I'm like, wait a second, let me see that text. And it said, oh yeah, because something along the lines of, this is a democracy, and Kalila says that this she doesn't. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even know what they were talking about. But he used me
under the bus. Yeah.
Backwards.
And they do have Casper.
You guys, what if I'm like secretly at gunpoint? There's like two Korean soldiers in the. you read now. Oh yes, right. I have to.
Oh God, here we go. You got to call me bitch now.
You bitch.
Can we get one more where the sound was off on that one? Level change?
Look, this is about him now. Is about him, like, always wanting. You don't notice, but you don't see behind you, but he's like, yeah.
Holding up his side.
Well, and Bobby just called me and said, this is fucking depressing.
What's depressing? Should we call him like he
know.
Does
we
to me?
We should call him.
Right now?
I need you to call me a bitch one more time, though. That made me feel kind of like Bobby was here.
Oh, my God.
I felt familiar.
Can you give me a bag of trash I can pour on her right now? And let me just lay here like this. Does that turn you on?
it's
oh my God.
It's sugar. What you're feeding me right now is all of it. Let's see what we if we.
That's why the big, tall, sexy dudes that still probably holler at you.
No one
you're just like,
me.
Oh, you're doing too much. Nobody's hollering at you. I don't
Babe?
Believe you.
Where are you? Did you do it already?
I'm here with Eric right now.
Yeah, we're doing it right now, piece of shit.
You're on air?
Yeah.
You hear my voice right now?
Yeah.
What is Fat Black doing? Is he doing good?
Yeah, I'm sitting in the king chair, baby. I'm taking over.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, it's called, it's the new right. podcast name. It's called Scorpion Lashes.
After Eric's done with the podcast, can you wash the mics? Because you don't want to get tickle song.
Here we go. Here we go. Wow. Okay.
The metal parts of the. I'll Google. I'll give you the.
Autoclave. You want me to put it in an autoclave?
Don't encourage him.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Also, when he's here, you got to get cakes and all that stuff ready.
Cakes
said? For Eric?
Yeah, he loves cakes and ice cream and stuff like that.
I brought cookies.
Okay, good.
Although you guys talk like you say it like you guys talked about it beforehand. Like, should I bring some something for his diabetes?
Wait, hang on. What are you? Everything okay?
He's just laying. You know what it is. He's just laying in bed, and he's very cognitive. But he answers all the questions. He knows who we are. He laughs. We'll go smile. He'll smile. So he's cognitively there. But if that tells me that. He's not going to be dead anytime soon.
You know what? That sounds the same way Bobby has sex with you.
You hear that, babe? He says that's
you know,
how you have...
you're this? Yeah, Bobby, I'm hearing that this is how you have sex. So I see it's like father, like son. I think that's...
Just FYI, my dad's on his deathbed. Can you just relax a little bit?
Well, you know what? I actually don't believe you. You know what I mean? Because this is like when your uncle died.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Trelai.
He's out with his mistress right now, is what it is, you know?
Okay, my uncle did that. But, all right, well, I'll talk to you guys later, okay? Thank you for doing the podcast, Eric.
Yeah, all right.
Love you, Bobby.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bitch. Bye.
That's good news.
Well,
I don't know. It's tough.
When someone's in hospice, it's like they can still be lucid and like slip into something.
No, but what sucks about hospice in the first place is like the whole idea of it is like they're saying to you, hey, this person's going to die. Mm. Prepare yourself. So then it sucks to be in a state of mind of like waiting for it.
Mm. Yeah.
So they're probably sitting there and then every time he does anything, they're like, this is it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's not it.
Yeah. I mean, basically, that's what happened yesterday is we got the phone call and his mom was like, you got to be here right now. I got both brothers a ticket to Arizona within 3 hours. They were there within 4 hours.
Wow.
And by the time they got there, he had sort of stabilized a little bit. But still, he's in hospice and, you know, they're not making any like huge interventions anymore. They're just keeping him comfortable. So that's when it becomes, you know, more towards the end is because comfort measures require a lot of like morphine and morphine drives down your breathing rate and all of that stuff.
One of my great aunt, she was when she died, I was there. And the thing was, they called us. You know, they said, hey, she and my family's estranged. Like, they don't even get along. Mm. But this woman's dying, you know, the aunt of my mother and her sisters. And so they said, come over, please. So we get there. My mom hasn't talked to her sister in 20 years.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? So they're having this little moment. And I'm like, okay. So I go inside. And then it's like, this is like, she was saying to me, my aunt was all like, you know, we have to bring the family together. And like, this is on her deathbed. You know what I mean? And I didn't think I was going to feel anything, but I was like, oh, wow, I'm glad I experienced this. Mm-hmm. And she died like 30 minutes later. She was dead and we were calling the thing. So, I mean, I hope that they get some kind of moment like that with their dad.
Yeah. And I think that this is, I told him, it's like, because he feels like, oh, my dad's already better. Maybe I should come home. And I was like, no, like, just stay there a couple days.
Stay there a couple days.
You know, hang out with your
Bobby's
mom.
Bobby's not good with, like, that.
No, he's not. But I also think he hasn't experienced it with such a close family member before. Mm. That maybe here's my fear. I think that he thinks it'll just happen and that he'll be okay.
Right.
But my fear is that it'll hit him in a way that nothing's ever hit him in his life.
Which might be something good.
Yeah.
It might change him in a way. It might like make him like to refocus. Because I'm refocused since like I found out I'm dealing with my mom in dementia / Alzheimer's right now. It's new. It's fresh. They were living in Spain. And then like, you know, it happened like this. I visited in December and I knew something was up because my mom was saying things and I was like, hey, uh-oh.
Wait, so it wasn't a gradual thing? It was almost...
You know what the thing is? It's like I knew something was up, but they were living in Spain because she was like repeating herself a lot. She was like, you know, hey, you know, and I was like, oh, maybe it's just a sign of old age type stuff. Yeah. But then like I was like, no, this is something going on. And then when I visited, I was like, oh, it's progressing. And she herself said, I'm feeling confused. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, okay, this is like she's right before. But then sure enough, when I left, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks later, it was like my stepdad's calling me like, hey, she fell down because she was out someplace walking and she was at a place she wasn't supposed to be. And then they helped her. And I was like, oh, then it just went downhill from there.
Yeah.
You know, so she has this thing where she thinks her grandmother's alive. You know,
is she back here now?
Yes. Yeah. They're back here now. They're in Oxnard. Mm. But she doesn't know that. She still thinks she's in Spain. My mom's crazy on Facebook. Okay. Like crazy. Yeah. So it's like I have to like so what I she doesn't know this but I had to block I made all her posts private.
Hey, that's an interesting thing that maybe none of us ever considered with dementia before is because there is social media now.
Yes,
we can hear like their voices essentially.
Yes, and she's out there like so I got to hit up people like hey I know that seemed like a crazy post.
What is she? Give me an example of.
Well, this is one of the last posts that this is made me make them all private is like 25 years ago when my mom before she retired. I think it's even longer than that. There was this lady working at her office that she didn't like. Mm-hmm. And so, like, my mom's comes from an era where being racist is totally okay. Mm-hmm. So my mom's writing a post about this woman now. And she uses the words tamale eating Guatemalan.
That's pretty good though.
You know.
But you know, is there a part of you that says just let her live? Let her fucking hate Stacy and call her a tamale eating Guatemalan.
I read this and I was like, what the fuck is going on with my mom? Like, she's like bananas, man. You know, and then but not just that. It's so fun living in Spain. So she's combining things.
Yeah.
So she's living in Spain, and the tamale-eating Guatemalan lady she doesn't like, is she still working with her? You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, and this is all out on Facebook for people to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So people are like, you know, underneath. And so I just, so what I did was I went on, and I made, like, I get into the settings, and I made it all, like, every post she makes is private. Only she can see it. And she doesn't know.
Yeah,
she's
just
on there, like, typing away. You know what I mean? So I'm like, yeah, tell that bitch off, mom, you know?
Tamale eating Guatemala.
You know? So I was like, you know, oh, my God. It's old school racism, man. Like, don't, like, my, the generation, like, two generations before me, those people, they just, they say whatever the fuck they want, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's crazy. So this is something I'm dealing with, so. I can understand, like, you know, it's like, you know, it must be really hard for Bobby and his brother. You know, they already, and they have a contentious relationship with their father anyway.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to, like, have that going on when you've dealt with, like, you know, these things that have scarred you your whole life. It's a weird mind fuck, and I'm interested to see how they're going to come through it.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that a part of them will feel you know, it's the same way maybe I felt when my dad passed, where it was, you know, the whole hospice thing where you think that idea that they're going to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then it lasts for 2 more years. And you're just sort of like, it feels like 2 years. It feels like a 2 year long hold breath, like breath hold.
Yeah.
You're just holding your breath for 2 years.
To the point where you want to take a pillow and just kill this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Like, but also you start to believe that maybe they just won't die.
I know.
And so when they kind of have a bad day, you're like, oh no, they'll make it through. They'll make it through. And then one day they just don't.
I know.
And
you think you're prepared for it, but like, by the way, like, I have been prepared for this. So right. I'm not sitting around like acting crazy about her, like, oh my God. Because, you know, for the most part, she's herself.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, I just don't, and maybe it just hasn't hit me. Maybe it will. Maybe when it's like, you know, that fear of like, if she ever says like, who are you? Then I'm going to be like, damn, I hope that I spent enough time and did enough where like those memories are enough.
It might, you know, but you know that's the thing about dementia. It doesn't work like that because my sister, well, there was one time where my dad wasn't in dementia, but he was confused from his meds, I think, because I was in San Diego and I got a call from my dad and he was already bedridden at this point, but he was home. And he told me that there was a stranger that had intruded on the house and that he needs help, that I need to call the police. And I can hear my sister crying in the background saying, Papa, it's me. It's me. Kawinda, your daughter.
Right.
And he had gotten his diaper full of shit and was trying to like do this and chuck it at her. No, you know how like he put soap in a towel and beat someone with it? That's what he wanted to do with my sister.
Wow.
And she was in hysterics because she was like, I'm your favorite daughter. She was his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, shit. Like,
well, see, that's funny because my mom, when she was in Spain, like she had this delusion about her aunt and grandma are there.
Mm.
Okay. And so she's saying, she would get on the phone with me and she'd be like, Eric, I don't know what we're going to do. Auntie went out and she hasn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I was like, now, the thing is like when it's something like that, it becomes an issue. It's one thing to like be living in a weird fantasy land, but if it's something that is making them upset every single day, you know, like my mom wants to walk to her grandma's house, which she thinks is 5 minutes away. So people think like, oh, you just go with it. All the people that think they understand dementia are like, just go with it. Like, no, she wants to fucking walk every day to a place that it's not there.
Yeah. And another thing people don't talk about dementia is the fact that they get terribly strong when they try to fight you. It's because they're so insistent on whatever idea in their head is correct. And if you start to think that, oh, you can set boundaries for them, fucking forget it.
And this thing too is that you're not, I didn't know this at first, and I'm talking about this on stage now. That's how I deal with it, is that, you know, you're not supposed to argue with them. You're not supposed to reason with them. But I didn't know that at first.
Uh-huh. Just keep them safe, calmly.
Yeah. So no, but I'm in there like.
So what do you tell her when?
No. But at first I was like, "Grandma's dead." You know what I mean? That's how I was. You know.
And she's like, "What? Like, no, she's not."
No. Yeah. It's like, yeah. She's like, it's like an insistence that like, no, you're wrong. That she's like, "Grandma's house is right over here." You know. So now, it still happens. So now she's like, at first she was like, then she'd be like. Let's get in the car. I'll show you where it is. Mm. You know, and I'm like, okay, get in the car then, woman. You know what I mean? So now we're in the car driving around for 45 minutes. Mm. You know, and she's like, make a left, make a right, make a left, make a left, make a right. Yeah. It's over here. And then she's like, you know what? I just need to find the river. I'm like, bitch, there's no river around here. Okay, where the river at? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but see, the thing is like you become uncomfortable. That's the problem is like, you know, you have to like be like, okay. So I've just come up with other techniques. You know, what? I'm like, Grandma called. Mm-hmm. She's not feeling well today. You shouldn't come since you went yesterday. Mm. Then she's like, oh, okay.
Oh.
It's just stuff like that. Mm. You just have to like redirect. Music works. It's a lot. It's a lot.
And it's ever evolving too.
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be next time. Yeah. It could be maybe she thinks she's got to go to work. You know, this could be a thing where she's like, oh, I'm still working. So she's going to get up every morning to get dressed to go to work.
How's your stepdad dealing?
He's great. With it? The salt of the earth. You know what I mean? He's the Kalila of that relationship.
That's a good one. Wait, does Bobby have dementia?
He might. You know, wouldn't that explain it all?
No, he really like. I do worry about his memory lapses. Like he has.
He worries about it.
Yeah, like there's some times where I'm like.
Well, that's what I've been worried about too, because I thought, damn, if this happens to my mom, what's going to be? Where am I going to be in 30 years? So that's why I started working on my diet. Because when you look up the things that cause dementia or the things that they say are leading to it, it's like high cholesterol, high mm-hmm. blood pressure, inflammation, mm-hmm. Low testosterone. So mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I gotta go take care of this. So I'm going to this place, Next Health, plug, shout out to them. And they have this thing, Next Health is great. So they have that's where you do cryo. They have all the IV treatments.
Like the B12.
B12 and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So I went and got this like blood test and, you know, it was great because you get it's like $199, but it's this comprehensive exam that they do of your blood, mm-hmm. and so the great because the guy is this like he's gay, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, but he's like super into like you know preventative medicine, so mm-hmm. he's like he sees my chart and he's like your vitamin D is down, we got to get this D up, you know, what I mean? You know, he's like so excited about it, he was like you know he's circling all the things, oh my god, and he's telling me about like oh you must have cravings, you must get sick because he's looking at my blood and being like, and this is the thing that we don't do in the United States. Is we don't focus on preventative medicine. Mm-hmm. It's all about
quick fix.
All the things. Once you find out you have it, here's the medications. But there's actually things. So I'm trying to do those things right now. Like I say, I'm doing cryo. Once I started taking vitamin D, my mood mm-hmm. changed. My hair is fucking you know growing and shit. And I started doing this thing called bioidentical hormone treatment. You know, and that's
how's
like,
that different from like regular hormone treatment? Is it just compounded in a pharmacy synthetically?
I think so. I think it's made from something that is like not harmful, like some of the other like steroids or whatever that kind of mm-hmm. stuff is. You know, so they put it in your booty. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They make a little slit. They put it in.
What are you low on? The testosterone.
My testosterone was low, and here's the thing that I didn't think that it was like you hear about low testosterone. So you think like, oh, your dick doesn't work and you don't want to mm-hmm. do this and that. But because I never, that's not a problem for me, girl. That ain't no problem, KK.
Scorpion lashes.
Scorpion lashes. So for our new podcast coming monthly.
Check it out.
Check it out. Scorpion lashes. We let Kalila actually talk. but we do get to call her bitch. Every now and then. But, you know, so it's like, yeah, so I had this like, so like your number, I think you're supposed to be at like 1100, 1200, and mine was less than 200, you know? And I was like, what the fuck? So then I started doing the thing, and then 4 weeks later, I get another blood test. Then the lady calls me, and she's like, oh my God, Eric, you're doing so well. You know what I mean? Like, it was like all these things, and I'm taking all these supplements and stuff too, like, you know, Like vitamin D, turmeric, and like
I take all that. I take turmeric. I take vitamin D because a long time ago I read that
half the population.
Yeah, half the population is actually vitamin D deficient.
Yes, and people don't know it. Yeah, people just don't know. They think, well, I'm out in the sun, but it's not enough. Yeah. I encourage everybody to go out and get those types of tests done. Mm-hmm. Just a regular preventative medicine blood test, just to see where are your levels.
And without vitamin D, you don't activate the calcium in your body. So
a lot of shit. Jeez. But here's something else I found is like she was the when he was going through the test, he was like, "See, this is whatever it was like letting me know that my insulin levels were a certain way." Mm-hmm. He was like, "This is probably why you have cravings," and I was like, "I do have fucking cravings. Yeah. I'll be driving home like I gotta get a donut." Like,
yeah. Mm.
Don't have that shit anymore.
Really?
I don't have that cravings for sweets anymore. Like where I need to have it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize it was a thing until it was gone. Mm. So now it's like I'll have, you know, like, oh, this is nice. But it's like it's a treat as opposed to like me trying to self-medicate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So I do suggest people go out there. So, you know, I was like, all right, let me work on this stuff. And then it was like, then it was like, oh, this is why you have like belly fat and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, wow, you can see all this from a blood test. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working on all this stuff, you know. So I just have to like not add a workout to it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to like,
but
you know,
box slim down.
Yeah, but the thing was, it was hard because I was like started to travel a lot. Yeah. It was like 1 month where I was out every weekend of the month, you know. And then it was like, oh, fuck, then you got to get back to it. Then I hurt my fucking ankle. This is always something.
Ciao.
And once again, when we come back from ad reading and a break, bitch!
It's like the ultimate multi-camera reversal.
Bitch. What does he always say about you can like peel a banana with your foot? Is that like?
I think that's
he does a lot of Filipino racial things.
Yeah, he's gonna
make those up. None of them are true.
That is. Hang on 1 second.
Look, you hear the sensitivity in his voice?
None of them are true.
It's actually not true.
Just because you're the only Filipino that can't point with your lips or pick up shit with your toes does not mean it's not true.
Yeah,
you're just.
Let me ask you this:
I can't peel a banana with
my. Do you have a rice cooker at home?
Yeah.
Filipino. How many vases do you have at your place?
Vases? That's a thing? That's a thing.
I know, but it might be
a Filipino.
One of my ex-girlfriends was Filipino. I'll never do it again.
Three vases.
You got vases, right? Yeah. Karaoke machine.
No.
Parents'
magic
house.
Magic mic.
It's magic mic.
Same
thing. You got a machine.
Thing.
Those things, those old school things are massive.
It's a magic mic, bro.
Okay, whatever. And you have, and there's like at least three pictures of Jesus.
Yes, very much.
Filipino!
Baby Jesus.
In fact, if you go to the shop in the Philippines, I bought a couple of pictures from there. They have Jesus doing everything. You can buy a poster of Jesus on a guitar, Jesus on a motorcycle.
I think Jesus would have a podcast now if he was out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? That'd be great. Welcome to Jesus Lashes.
Storms everywhere.
I know. This would be wine all of a sudden. You know, welcome to Jesus Podcast, too.
So since you're on this new health kick, what do you think it would take for Bobby to actually change his lifestyle?
Unfortunately, and I mean this in all sincerity, unfortunately, something bad's going to have to happen.
Like, that's what he says, too.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because his state of mind is so weird. Like, maybe you need to take him to, like, you need to take, you know how it's like scared straight? Mm-hmm. Like, you need to take him someplace where there's guys in their 40s who, like, you know, their dick doesn't work. They're Korean, and they're like, you know.
But I've tried scare tactics with him, and this is why I fear for his early onset dementia, is because he is fearful in the moment, and he is a believer, and he's like, all right, babe, I'm going to change.
I know.
And then 8 hours, he will forget how he felt. He will forget the whole experience.
You need to start taping him.
This is what you did.
This is what you said. Look.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't say that.
He will still say that.
You know what I mean? He doesn't watch his own podcast, so he doesn't even know all the things he says and reveals. But you should do that, because I want to do that. Because my mom, by the way, my mom had this like procedure done because she had they took the MRI and there was fluid in her blood, in her brain.
Oh, shit.
So they did a epidermal thing and like drained the fluid.
Like the cerebral spinal fluid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so the doctor said she could possibly improve. We haven't seen it yet. It's still the same thing. Like, I was talking to her the other day, and I was like, wow, she sounds better.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, and I can see my grandma's house. And I was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like one of those like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But anyways, we have to figure out. Maybe we should just use the Tiger Belly Army. Like, maybe people have to just like tweet at him. Maybe we need to have like, get a phone number that people can call and leave messages saying like, Bobby, we love you. Get your fat ass to the gym, or Bobby, like, work on your health. And if it's like 1,000 messages,
that might.
You know what I mean?
I
a thousand messages.
I feel you like, underestimate his stubbornness.
I know what could work. I feel like if Eric, you just go dark for like 5 months, yeah. you get abs, you get ripped.
I know.
And he sees that.
No, he's gonna. We have to. What if we like we make it seem like you and I are having an affair?
No, sweetie. Eric,
we figure out. You know,
Eric can have dementia. I want to fuck.
Hormone therapy.
Yeah, but that doesn't even work. Nothing works on her. I'd have to be like, come over and look at my mess I got.
Look at these cans in the back of my
seat.
I feel like you guys.
I just wanted to take a can like this and just throw it. And she's like, oh,
you know, you got
to
hit me with a can. You got to throw the full can at my face.
Yeah, he found. Yeah, you guys are like a match made in like, I don't know where. I don't know where it was made.
I think I have Stockholm syndrome.
Oh.
Yeah. But not in the same way. Like, I don't think he's my abuser, but I think that I am addicted to his type of chaos that I find I identify with role in his life as sort of this caretaker. And it's probably really sick. And
yeah, maybe. But, you know,
and I should pull back a little so he doesn't, you know, think that everything's just always taken care of.
Yeah, because then he'll start to get resentful. It's like when I was in high school, I didn't drink alcohol and I had a bunch of buddies that like to drink and smoke and do all this stuff. So you didn't want to be the guy that every time you're around, you're like, oh, you guys are drinking again? Because then it turns into like, let's not hang out with him.
Yeah.
Mm. Like they don't like, oh, maybe. Oh, you know what, Eric?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right. Let's throw this alcohol and stop smoking. That's not how it works. Mm-mm. It actually is the reverse.
Yeah.
Maybe if you like start, maybe, what if, oh man.
Me start working out?
No, you don't. What if you just get
Just get real
super fat?
What if I go out to eat with him every time? No, I can't do that to myself.
No, because he'll just leave you.
He's a shallow bastard.
That's the sad part about it is you have to be a caretaker and be hot. That's ridiculous. Like, he's going to be in like a bed like this, and you're going to be like, he's going to be like, Kalila, go work out.
You're like, what if he's
like,
too.
You know, he's like, you're getting fat.
Do you know what this guy does? So I go to Barry's boot camp, and sometimes I go to do a spin class.
Does he have a weigh-in?
No, he goes to Barry's boot camp, buys a smoothie, buys a Barry's boot camp t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And sports it around like he does the workout. He's never done a Barry Bootcamp workout ever. And the other day, he has three SoulCycle sweatshirts. When we go, when I go to the gym, and he's on his way to Dunkin' Donuts, because Dunkin' Donuts is right next to it, he will stop by.
Which is ridiculous.
Buy a sweatshirt from SoulCycle and sport it like he's part of the.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't understand why like places like Curves and that kind of places, like it's in the same place as Applebee's.
I know.
Jack in the Box,
yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You know, it's like you can get like, you can cash a check and, you know, have a donut and work out, you know?
And he does this thing where he tries to lie to his doctor. So what he does is every time he goes in a doctor's appointment, he's in full workout gear.
What?
He wears the tights. He wears the tights underneath underneath the
Wait,
basketball shorts.
Does he get himself like worked up? Then he comes in the doctor's office. Oh, you know, I ran here.
Basically, yeah. He looks like an athlete, actually. He looks like one of those Korean speed skaters.
Never.
With like a full bodysuit.
Wait. I see. You know what? I think I know what the problem with her is. Like, do you actually know what an athlete looks like? What if she said, like, you're like, oh.
You have never seen Bobby in a bodysuit then. Because he knows how to like pull it in and just look the part.
Does he have a girdle?
He spanks, yeah.
Do
men wear girdles?
I used to.
Yeah, I had a Dynapier, I had a tank top.
Yeah.
You know, just to like, because I didn't want to feel too lumpy.
Yeah.
So just like in a little compression shirt.
Yeah, underneath like a, I imagine that would be it.
But Bobby always looks like a little pear, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I don't care.
He has, his skin is very taut and very youthful. Like, he's 13 years older than me, but his skin is so much better than mine. And maybe I'm living wrong. Because if you touch his back...
Look how he has her thinking. You know what I mean?
I'm living wrong.
You do have Stockholm. You're like,
I'm not doing life
I'm not living my life the way I should. I need to go to Dunkin' Donuts.
But he has a rhino hide. If you touch his back, there's just not a single pore. It's very taut. And everything is just so tight and smooth.
What if you find out he's been getting like plastic surgery this whole time? And he goes to a place and they pull his back and they cut off the excess fat.
And hide the pores.
And they hide the pores. Yeah, he's getting some pore surgery. You know, like
some, he is Korean. Some they South all do Korean. That, right?
Where's the crazy place? South Korea or North Korea? South Korea. Yeah.
The crazy place?
North Korea.
North Korea.
North.
George, do you agree to South Korea?
Yeah.
Well, for plastic surgery, I was.
Yes, for cosmetic surgery, South Korea. Right. Everyone missiles. Goes there. For
but
that.
North Korea, yeah. I don't. Plastic surgery is so weird to me, though, because why do it's like people that continuously get plastic surgery. First of all, isn't it supposed to be that people don't know you got plastic surgery? Like, it's supposed to be something subtle where people are just like, oh, that looks good.
I'm glad people are looking really artificial, and I'll tell you why.
But they look like they all have the same father.
Yeah, I know. And everyone has the same Instagram face.
Yeah.
It's all the girls in LA are starting to really look alike. Yeah. And I'm not knocking anyone, whatever makes them feel better. But the reason that I want them to look fake is that so younger kids can know that that's the fake look. That's right. Not a standard or a beauty standard that they have to live up to. That is an obvious job that someone did.
But everybody, but the people that are doing that, they're all... They look the way they look. Mm-hmm. They see something different in the mirror.
I think so too.
You know, I think they see something different in the mirror. Like and I think we all do that actually. Mm-hmm. Like I sometimes like it's like when we look in the mirror, we're already immediately in our skinny angle. Like you just do it instinctively.
Yeah. You know? Really? You do?
Yeah. I have a thing where I'm like, look at you, Griffin. What's going on, bro? You know, you're looking good today. But then like I see myself on camera or something, and I'm like, oh my God, who is that monster right there?
You're right.
Yeah.
You are so right, because when I look at myself from the side, like when I happen to watch the podcast, I'm like, oh my fucking God. That's not how I view myself.
Right. We don't view ourselves the way we actually look.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's why you have to just love yourself regardless, mm-hmm. you know, but just trying to find a way to be as healthy as possible, right? Is that a
reasonable thing to ask?
Is that a normal thing that we can go with?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, do you find women who get cosmetic surgery attractive?
When I find, you know what? I shouldn't say that because, like, I don't care about fake titties. Like, fake titties are fine.
No, what I mean, like, things that you don't know about, like cheek fillers, Botox, things like that.
I would like to know. Damn, I remember when my ex-girlfriend, like, she was getting her lashes done all the time, and I didn't know. You know, scorpion lashes. I didn't know, but then like when she couldn't get them anymore, and she was like, "Oh, these are kind of expensive." Then I thought about it. I was like, "Oh, I don't even know what you look like without those lashes." Mm-hmm. But she still looked. It's fine.
It's fine.
You know, it's fine. So I think those kind of little things are fine.
Yeah.
But if it turns, because I feel like it's addictive, it turns into a thing where they're like, oh, "Well, if I just get this here, like I wanted to like get my nose. I always thought I was going to get a nose job. So let me show you what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah.
So here's my nose." So I'm cute. Fine.
No. No.
Let me show you again. You didn't see it right.
Wait, can you go do it from the skinny angle?
The skinny. Oh yeah.
You look like Linda Blair when you did that.
Wait. Okay. See, right now I'm just cute, sexy as fuck.
No, because I don't like pig noses.
George, you see it. Yeah. He got a big nose. He knows what I'm talking about. Because it's too droopy right here. So let me show you again.
No, but you have a Kobe nose.
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
How do you know what Kobe's nose
is? I love Kobe's nose.
Look up Kobe
Bryant.
Look
at Kobe's nose and tell me he doesn't have Kobe's nose.
Do you have Kobe's
this
nose?
This part is a little bit lower than the outer part
I should start being like that. Yo, guess what? I got Kobe's nose.
Oh, What's up? Do have like a Kobe
I
Bryant
told
nose.
You.
Wow.
Great nose. You have a great nose.
That's like a Jeopardy. Like she could be on a game show. Whose nose is this? Kobe Bryant.
You didn't think anyone was going to get that. That was weird.
Yeah.
It's
same, wow.
Right?
It's very similar. It droops a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there it is. All right. But I got over it. But there was something about where I was like, you know, because I see people's nose like people. You have an adorable nose. You have
no,
a nice,
I don't. Look at. Okay. So
she doesn't
this,
like it.
Look at.
Oh, you know what? From the side, I see it. It is a little. It is a little beaky.
More self-conscious now.
Yeah. She has like a little like. There's a little
record like this.
There's a little.
It's too canny.
There's
too
a little.
Canny.
There's a little ski hump in the middle.
You know what my dad used to say?
What?
Oh, he would always try to make me feel better about it because my sister has the most perfect petite nose ever. Just a
sibling rivalry. Your whole life.
Perfect face.
Just say it. You hate that bitch. Just say it.
But my dad used to always say, no, your nose is great. It's called Aqualine. Tom Cruise has it. And I'm like,
I hate when somebody picks somebody whose nose is
I know.
Fucking horrendous.
And I'm like, fucking
to make you feel better. Oh, he's basically saying, look, Tom Cruise made it with a bullshit nose.
Yeah.
You can make it too. No, I've always had a thing about my, because when I was, see, I've grown into my nose finally.
Wait, doesn't your nose continue to grow?
No, because older? When I had a full man's nose at 3 years old.
Oh.
So I just feel like that because my nose was, that was my thing. I knew I was going to be able to become a comic. I used to get teased about my nose all the time. You have a big nose. I would go to school. After 3 days, I'm like, I'm just waiting for it. The big nose comments are going to come. And there it is. You got a big nose. So it wasn't until I started making jokes about it myself. Mm-hmm. That then I was laughing with everyone. That's when it literally stopped. It didn't bother me anymore. But I used to get some really bad, like, you know, it was like, oh, then, oh, God, I hate it. I shouldn't even say this on this fucking show. What am I saying this stuff
for? You're setting yourself
on fucking Tiger Belly. I know.
But I was just going to ask you, what does
But Humpty Dance was the one that, like, I, oh, my God. That was a nightmare for, like, you know, still to this day. Is that Humpty from a... Yes, I get busy in a Burger King bathroom. Fuck.
Oh, but okay. So, what are things that you're sensitive about now? Like, when you're a comic, does that just all your sensitivities go away about yourself?
No, not at all. They're actually more heightened. You know what I mean? You're just aware. You're so insecure and just aware of everything at all times. Bobby and I are similar that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny how you guys are very similar that way because I think that you love so you for the most part love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But are very, very quiet about the parts that you don't love about yourself.
Well,
you highlight all the other things.
Well, how about this? It's like this is the thing, too. It's like you love yourself, and then you're curious as to why other people don't love you for the same thing.
Mm.
So then you're kind of like, that's why you're like, what? You know, I like this about me. You know, it's like, but it's like, you know, it's just a weird thing.
And you know what? That's one of the things that I found most attractive about Bobby is that he always, when you hear him, he's always like, oh, I'm this like short, you know, dumpling or whatever. He self-deprecates, right? Mm-hmm. But when that man looks at himself in the mirror, he is feeling himself. And
he does it all the time.
That little fuck is always feeling himself.
He is feeling
himself. When he starts talking this shit, I don't buy it anymore. I know him so well now that I'm just like, whatever, bro.
Yeah, he thinks he is the sexiest man alive. He thinks he should be on People magazine.
Well, it works. He has no business being with you.
But I really like that about him because I've dated much
handsomer men.
Not handsomer, but you know, taller, she called him more buffer.
Yeah, she was like, no, not more. No. You know, bigger dicks, you know, nicer shoulders, can get things from the top shelf.
The one thing I found look most good unattractive. I do look good oiled. But the one thing I found most unattractive in a guy, I remember I was dating this guy and he was 6'4", built, massive, very handsome, mm-hmm. is when after I saw him naked once and uh-huh. I walked in on him naked
right.
and he covered himself like a little bitch, like, oh no, don't look at me like this. And I was like, oh my God, I may never recover from that. Whereas Bobby, if I were to walk in on him taking a shit, he'd like happily fling his poo at me, like confidently, and be like, this is me, bitch, accept me.
I'm like a man that throws his shit at me.
Yeah, but that type of confidence really, really.
So he throws his shit at you and you're like, mm-hmm. get over here and fuck me now.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Take that can, put it in your car.
What you doing with all these cans? They're just going to be down on the ground? You just want him to hit it doggy style while you like cans are all over you?
He can't hit it doggy style. His legs are too short.
We've gone over this.
Is
that your favorite position, though?
No.
You missed it?
Thank God it was never my favorite position.
Yeah, you would have broken up with him.
Yeah. The first time we ever had sex, he like stopped midway and then just took off and left Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was too embarrassed to tell me his thighs were burning and he didn't want... Because he was like
shame
because of the fat was just
like this, right? Uh-huh. Normally doggy fat like
right
this. He was like this.
The Thighmaster workout.
Yeah, his legs are burning.
The doggy style workout.
And he didn't have it in him to tell me to lay flat prison style.
Oh.
So he was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to leave. And I was just like, what is happening? Is prison this part style? Of his, like, hey, prison style, flat, face down.
But did that make you kind of like, you didn't know why he left?
No,
so
I didn't.
So was there something about it that you were like, oh my God, he just left me.
Like, yeah.
He just left me like I'm a dirty whore.
Yeah. I was into it. I was like,
this bitch is crazy.
This could be a thing.
Maybe we have to rescue Bobby from you. That's what I'm seeing right now. This is insane.
Oh God.
I don't know, but confidence is like, I think that is a number. That's a thing. You know, mm-hmm. being confident about like yourself and the, you know, how you talk. And my whole thing is like, I gotta get you one on one. Let me get you one on one, and we'll start talking. And because I'm attentive. You know.
You really are though. There is a party like when I, I think that the reason I'm happy that you're in Bobby's life is that you're one of the few people in his life that actually listens to him, understands him, and tries to problem solve with him.
Yeah.
Other people don't offer that same tangible kind of help with him. They're always like either critiquing something about him, saying, you're crazy.
Mm.
But when shit goes down, you really, really are there for him every time.
Yeah, that's why I was really upset that he lied to me about his uncle. When all he had to say was like, dude, I don't want to come out to Culver City right now.
Yeah.
That's all he had to say. You know? He comes fucking calling me, my uncle. And then I'm all like, now I'm like, oh, let me call Steve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, is everything, are you guys okay?
Just sitting there smiling at Shab.
Yeah.
And wait, weren't we recording a podcast?
Yeah, that's live.
We were recording, you were getting ready.
These two fucks, you know, and then Shab's all like, bro, you know, I don't know why he did that. I'm sorry. I was like, no, you are.
He loved it.
Yeah, you're a fucking part of this shit. Shab's still mad at me from like when he, the first time I ever seen him do comedy, I didn't even know him. Mm-hmm. I just heard like, oh, there's this UFC fighter doing comedy. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching his set and it was way back. Okay. And I'm just like, oh, it just annoyed me because he's this big, muscular dude, you know, and now you're gonna do my thing.
Good luck, man. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get the fuck out of here doing my thing. So then I went up after him and I was like, you know, I was like, oh yeah, guys, that was like if I start doing UFC fighting for no reason. How would you feel if I was like, I want to fight? Wouldn't you be upset about it? But so I don't know, but I think he took it a little personal at the time because then he went on Rogan and talked about it. Yeah, Eric Griffin was like, boom, 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 you know what I mean? But that's just what we do.
That's
like, fucking shit on each
though.
Other. You know what I mean?
That's funny. Yeah.
It's just a funny thing to say, but like, cut to, like, he's done a special. He's got a successful podcast. He's transitioned to the entertainment business. You know, he's killing it. But it's like, you know, because there's no right or wrong way to do this these days. You know, you find your path and you do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that people are really harsh about that. When people dip their hands in multiple cookie jars, people aren't into it. They're like, nope, you have one job and you should stick to that job alone as if you just can't venture out to do other things.
You can't do that now. You can't. If I was just a comic, I'd be fucking working at Starbucks to try to make ends meet. I'd be driving Uber or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
You know, you'd be surprised how many Uber drivers I've come across who say they're like multimillionaires.
Dude, just happened to me, okay? And I'm actually going to...
That's a thing?
I'm going to shout this guy out.
Everyone's just full of shit, but I think that...
My Uber driver in Texas was, you know, we're just driving, he's talking, you know, because he's one of these guys that just wants to talk, you know, he's like, so what do you do, man? You know, he's like cool, like little round black dude. And he starts telling me like, I tell him what I do. And he's like, well, damn, I'm actually a Houston rapper, you know? And I'm like, okay. His name's Lil O.
Let me see.
That's his name. His name's Lil O.
Oh, he's got a good following too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's like, and so we start talking, and he's like, it turns out he's actually a pretty successful, like, on the scene. He does shows. He travels around the world. So shout out to Lil O. And he, and then he's like, yeah, I just drive Uber because all my show money, he goes, I buy property with that.
Yeah.
And he's just like, so I'm like, oh, wow. So here's an example of somebody that's just like, you need something to do. Here's a quick way to make money. You got the time. You know what I mean? Maybe you're in a relationship. You need a break from your, you know, and it's like, this is a way to like, you know.
Especially living in LA. Like,
cut to Kalila in an Uber.
Do I need to start?
It might be the thing.
You're just out here doing Uber.
Side hustle?
Yeah.
No, but a lot of these, like, I remember one of my drivers who drove me to the hospital to see my stepdad years ago. He was like a recurring, he was recurring on Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
Wow. And I was like,
well, that just lets you know that like people think because you're on TV, you're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Let me let you know. My first three seasons of Workaholics, if I wasn't doing stand up, I would have had to get a day job.
Okay? Really? Even the third season?
Yeah, it's not a lot of money, man. It's not a lot. You're not making a lot of money. You're making like, you know, it's like, let's say you make like $3,000 an episode or something. It's basic cable. You know, it was a shit deal. Like, that was my first big thing. So I wasn't making a lot of money. I was only doing like 4 episodes.
Yeah.
So I'm not living off, you know, even if I made $20,000, $30,000 for those 4 episodes in that year, I'm not living off that. That's not everything. Right. You know, I got to pay rent. I got bills. I got, you know. So just because you see somebody on TV, it doesn't mean they're making it.
Exactly.
You know, so. But sometimes, though, I don't like, you see somebody in like a really fancy-ass car.
Yeah.
And then they're doing Uber. Come on. You're living beyond your means.
Leasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Leasing.
Yeah, but come on. Come on.
Get a Corolla.
Yeah. I know how I can get this Jaguar. I'm going to drive Uber black. Like, get the fuck out
that
of
is
here.
The, I think that's the one thing that I that people find really weird about me.
What's that?
Is that, like, I refuse to buy a car.
No, you're just Filipino.
What, we just own bicycles?
I haven't heard the stereotype.
Yeah, what's this new stereotype?
They're cheap.
Oh, okay.
Look at these two fucks. Look at these two fucks. Oh, okay. Is this going to be bad? Oh, yeah, we are cheap. We're cheap as fuck.
I remember the only time you've ever hurt my feelings.
Oh, here we go, everybody. She's been waiting on she's been sitting on this one, but we're going to go to a sponsor first. We'll be right back. Bitch. Okay, and we're back. When did I hurt your feelings?
Since we're talking about money and how I'm too cheap to buy a car, uh-huh. It's not that. It's because you're right about being the whole Filipino thing. Yeah. All of my money goes to, like, sending my nieces and family to school
Jesus
and stuff,
Christ.
Right?
Christ.
So, yeah, that's that. But anyway.
There's like a laundromat in the Philippines being sponsored by
Kalila.
It's called KK.
KK Laundries.
Yeah.
Massage parlor laundry.
But there was this one time where we all went out to dinner, and I don't know if it was a special occasion, but Coke was in town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone was in town, and uh-huh. We were all like,
I remember this.
Yeah, uh-huh. So I was like, you know what? Like, I'm really happy that all these guys are together. Uh-huh. So I went up and I paid for the bill of Korean
right.
barbecue.
Right, I remember
we were,
this.
Like, 10 of us, right?
Yeah.
And you like, and you went over to Bobby and you were like, really loud. You were like, where the fuck does she get this money?
I did
and
not
say that.
And it was
my hard-earned money.
Where does this bitch get this money?
I did not say that. You misunderstood. You heard wrong.
No. And I was like.
You heard wrong.
I remember thinking, I was like, this motherfucker, I just paid for that fucking bulgogi in your mouth. And
still
see, that's why I don't like letting people pay for shit, because they want to hold it over your head. See what I mean?
Well, no. I didn't hold anything over your head.
Nobody asked you to pay for that.
I was happy to, and you were like, you slammed, you did this, and you're like,
no, because I was like, you misunderstood. I was getting on Bobby because he let you pay.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been holding on to this for a long time. It's been eating away at you.
Yeah.
Resentment.
Yeah, that resentment is not
actually
good.
I don't hold on to things very long, do you?
Yeah, for the rest for my life.
Really? Are you a grudge holder?
It's not that I hold a grudge, but I remember it. You know, just
but like wait, what's
you know
remembering?
Why? You know why? Because you know why? It's like if you stab me with a knife, I can heal, but there's going to be a scar.
Okay, I get that, but is remembering and treating that person, are you still treating them exactly the same way as if you didn't remember?
Well, were you? Do you feel better now?
No, I
never
really.
Is our relationship different now, now
I,
that you got that off your chest?
My feelings were hurt for 2.5 minutes, and
yeah,
that was it.
I think it was longer than that. I think she was in the car like, how dare he say that, Bobby? I don't know, you know.
No, it just honestly sprung in my head because you mentioned the whole money and the Filipino cheap thing. So you're the one who dredged up that memory.
Oh, God.
That's on you.
That's on you.
See how she did it? See how that was very tactful. That
was a very Bobby Lee thing
skill.
To do.
That was so skillful
Lee.
Of you.
I flipped that shit on you.
You're learning. He's going to watch that. The teacher becomes the master. The student becomes the master.
He is a very cunning motherfucker, though, man. He like alters your own sense of yourself. You're like, maybe I am like that. Yeah. He's a fucking ninja. God.
I don't know. I mean, I guess when you know someone so well, so when I see him pretend mad about things or like when he's all like, he's like, I'm not going to do well. No, everybody's funnier than me. I'm like, you don't think that. And he doesn't really think that.
I imagine he does that out of like superstition. I think that now when I've seen him do that enough, he thinks that if he just downplays his own talents enough, that he'll feel like he actually achieved something.
Yeah, but see, him and I had this same thing where it's like, I know that if I'm on a show, people are going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. I don't care who's on the show. Nobody's going to be like, oh, that guy doesn't need to be on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, they're going to be like, hey, that guy was funny and these other guys. And that's how Bobby feels too. Mm-hmm. So then when we don't get things that we see other people getting, that's a little slight.
Mm-hmm.
So like, wait a minute. Why are you treating us like that? And then we start thinking about all our insecurities. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like he's like, oh, I'm short, round, and you know, I'm Asian, and my belly button is deep enough to do. You know what I mean? you could probably fuck Bobby's belly button.
Is there a belly button? Do people have belly button fetishes? Like for like outies or innies, or is that a thing or not?
But he's got a shot glass.
He's got an innie outie. Ugh. Because he actually has naturally has an innie, but his fat is slowly pushing out an outie.
Oh.
So he has an outie inside an innie.
The more you learn.
Maybe a scorpion innie.
If he gets any tighter around the belly, it's going to pop out like a pregnant woman.
Well, yeah, it is pretty much like a little Ethiopian kid.
Yeah, because he's so like he's pretty small and everywhere else he has
a weird like his head is like it's not his head. It's yeah. almost like he got a head transplant. You know what I mean? Like he was a baby and they were like, "We're gonna lose him," but if we put this panda bear's head on his body, he'll survive. You know. What if he's secretly shaving the, you know, every day he has to shave the panda off of him?
Oh, no.
But he does have
not here to defend himself.
Oh, he'll be fine. He's, don't worry.
I'm really enjoying this.
But he's like, got, he's like, never said anything about anybody else.
Yeah.
Air out your grievances while he's not here.
Yeah, because I'll get the Bobby. Google alert, you know, Bobby Lee says Eric Griffin's breath stinks. Connects on Tiger Belly. Bobby Lee says Eric's, you know, house is weird. Like everything he said, I get a Google alert about.
I defended
shit.
You, by the way.
She thank did. You. She I was gonna it. Say thank you about that. He's a little
that's
piece it. Of shit.
He always does that. He always like takes little digs, and he always uses the breath thing. And I think that's because of his insecurity of the whole lacking teeth thing.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't have a lot of teeth, huh?
No, he doesn't. Back.
Little baby shark teeth. Right. He's got this little.
He has good four teeth up here. His four in front are real good.
Oh.
Yeah, and maybe four in the bottom are real good.
What if this whole time you didn't know? You just caught him one day going like this, and it just came Zero right out.
I'm really into toothless people.
You are the weirdest motherfucker.
Not
like listen to the list of things that turns her on. If he throws his shit at me, if you know, there's cans
everything
in the middle of fucking me, he just confidently walks out.
Mean, listen, let me I'm about tell to you orgasm. The degree of toothlessness that I'm into. I'm not into meth head tooth. Loss.
Okay.
I'm into life tooth loss. Like if you're like,
he was in a bar fight. This is how I lost his tooth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Like you know what's that one fighter Durkin?
Durkin.
That's.
Durkin. I think that's a Christopher Nolan film. Dunkirk.
No. What's his real name? Durkin. He's like a Gilbert. Look it up.
Look, give me some help. What does he look? White guy.
His fighting name is Durkin.
Okay, I'm gonna look up Durkin MMA.
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick Cummins.
Yeah, Patrick Cummins. He doesn't have the teeth, and I'm really into that. But that's because that's life toothless. That's not meth toothless.
What?
Yeah, because he got him knocked out.
Okay.
But if it's not, like, I don't like tooth decay. I don't like that kind of that guy, tooth see? Loss.
She likes that.
What?
Look at his face. Look at Eric's face.
What? Like, you're supposed to turn around and it's supposed to be a hunk. But I'm not surprised. You know what I mean? What if you turn around? What if the guy looked a little bit like Bobby, but just with no teeth? Then you'd be like, oh, she's got a type.
Yeah.
I'd like to see pictures of your ex-boyfriends.
Oh, you want to see?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
I would love to see. Because I want to see if you actually have a type. Or if Bobby just was off the reservation. You know? Because with my ex, I wanted to see... And then I saw, I was like, oh, you like three of these guys are chubby. I'm like, okay, you have a type.
Oh, really? Yeah, into that?
Yeah, yeah. So I just, I want to see. And don't try to find a good picture of them, too. That's what they like to do.
Okay, right, so just keep scrolling because those are all the exes and there's a couple.
You have an ex page?
No, those are just.
These are the exes?
Describe them, Eric.
What?
Okay, hold on. That's the tattoo artist.
Wow. Nothing like Bobby.
Don't show the picture.
Okay,
keep scrolling.
Oh, this guy looks like El DeBarge right
here.
This guy,
he tried to leave.
That's a Drake looking guy.
That's the same guy.
Oh, I'm about to say, what?
That's the one guy, yeah.
What? What? This guy is, I want to fuck this guy.
Is that the soccer player?
Yeah, that's the.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Eric's face is so confused.
I am.
Wait, I don't know.
Look how safe you look in this guy's arms.
Oh, wow. That's insane.
This is crazy. I can't even. Oh, my God. What? Are you with Bobby? He should be on his knees thanking the Lord every day that this is who he's in competition with.
Who are these dudes?
I can't even.
Okay, that's enough.
They're all muscular.
That's the guy I was with for a long time.
What?
He was the longest one. He was 5 years.
Light-skinned black dudes, mm-hmm, too? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this guy's got prettier eyes than you.
He's a pretty
like blue-eyed guy.
This is like a pretty-eyed dude. Really? This is
my ex diva is gorgeous.
I don't know. Wow, did you just need a break? Like, what happened?
I don't know. Everybody seemed to not. There was always something missing, and I think the missing piece was what Bobby offers me, which is just pure terror.
Okay, I don't. You look so happy and safe in those guys. Like she's actually. When is the last time you had your head on a man's chest?
But I don't
standing up.
I have.
When's the last time you were able to go? When's the last time you slow danced where you're like your arms were like this?
You know what? There are
instead of having to do like this.
That's so true. There are some times where I'm like, do I miss that? But then not really. I never want to.
Like Bobby would take you dancing.
I know we've never done that.
You've never done that.
No, weddings. Because we don't weddings, right?
For like 3 minutes, and he gets tired.
Do you remember the first time that you achieved an orgasm with Bobby?
Yeah, very quickly. I can make myself come though, like even like.
This is the thing. He doesn't even have to work.
He doesn't have to work.
He doesn't have to do anything.
I can make like it's so easy for me to get there.
I'm on vials.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
So you don't even he doesn't even get credit for it.
He can't even get no guy can really get credit for it because like you could just blow into it and I can come.
Oh, I get.
Yeah.
It. All right.
So well, no one can
good for
really,
him. Like, he needs to be with someone like that.
I think that he is.
You
can
just
like,
start walking towards it. Like a little oompa loompa loompa.
Oh!
Yeah. Is that a trash bag in your hand?
There was this one time where I hooked up with this really hot guy. I was traveling to the Philippines on vacation. I hooked up with this guy. And I actually was able. He never entered. He looked at my legs and he was like, "Oh, your legs!" And like he jizzed on my leg. And looking at his jizz on my leg made me come.
What? And this explains a lot, ladies and gentlemen, the weirdness of KK.
What was the Star Wars The Force? Come Force.
Oh, that's great. He just went like this. Yeah, that's just a jet.
That's actually a Bobby
Jedi orgasm. You know,
Professor Xavier Cerebro.
Oh my God, are we on time, Kill? Before I reveal much more,
we are good. We're at 1:15.
Oh, thank God, because it's going.
I know. You're just like, well, we need to know for the next time. It's like when we do scorpion lashes. Just curious. So were you your freak days are done, obviously, because you're with Bobby.
Yeah.
But there was a time where you just you had your whore phase where you were just like, I need to check it all out.
Yeah, and it was a blast.
Yeah, I get it.
It was fun, and I have no regrets. Yeah. If I was single now, I'd probably fuck a whole lot still too.
Yeah. I mean, well, because you're in that. Yeah, because when you're in your 30s, it's like that's when, like, you know, the dirty 30s.
Yeah, I was never that type of girl that worried too much about. I was never worried about what people thought about my sexuality, how many people I've been with, and whatnot. I did all of that. Had a whole lot of fun.
Well, that's female empowerment, you know?
Yeah.
And you'll have more of that on Scorpion Lashes.
All right, do we have an unhelpful advice?
We do.
Unhelpful advice with Eric Kalila at the Scorpion Lashes.
Should we let Eric push all his dates or anything else first?
Yeah.
Talk,
guys, make sure you listen
with Griffin.
Go right over to Riffin' with Griffin.
There's a link. Look at the video. There's a link right here.
There's a link right there. Get over to Riffin' with Griffin. Riffinwithgriffin.com, ericgriffin.com. I got all my dates and stuff like that there, and I'm still doing podcasts. I'm going to have Steve on again. When Steve and I get together, it's always a blast, you know, since Bobby never comes. Yeah. So we'll have to, you know, so Steve and I are doing our thing monthly. So check that out on both our podcasts. And thanks for, you know, having me here. You know, I know I'm let's also send our prayers and thoughts out to Steve and Bobby for their dad. I hope that if he's going to go, that he goes peacefully and that they, you know, find some strength in it. And maybe this will bring them closer together and then heal all the ills. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's all we can hope for.
Hey, Tiger Belly. I'm 23-year-old recent grad. I'm working my first full-time job. I've been working my current job for about 7 months now. However, I've always had difficulty fitting in, and the workplace is no exception. I really only feel comfortable with a small portion of people while I feel awkward with the rest of the office. My problem. I went to an office basketball game after work, but I don't play at all. I only joined because I want to be more involved with my team in the hopes of getting closer to them. I arrived solely to be a spectator and to offer my support. Eventually got peer pressure into playing, and 10 minutes in, I got hit with a basketball right in the face. It didn't really hurt, but my dilemma is, how the fuck do you recover from something so embarrassing as that? Even though it didn't hurt, I'm still the girl who just got spiked in the face by a fucking basketball. What the fuck? Any advice how to get over general embarrassment? Love, Steph.
Well, Steph, I think you should just own it. I think that if you're embarrassed and you like you have a small group and you feel that, you're putting the pressure on yourself to feel like you need to be friends with more people. No, just be genuine and open when you can. People will approach you and you just go, hey, how you doing? And then you approach some people when you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And if people ask you like, hey, how come you don't? You go, I'm just a little shy. I would like to do that. What do you suggest? And then you just open up you open it up to them, you know, like make it about them. Then they'll be like, oh, okay, well, hey, Steph, come on over to let me introduce you to such and such and such and such. You know?
You're right. It's being a try hard and trying to make as many friends and being it's that overly eager is so such a turn off.
Yeah, it is. It's just kind of be there, be aware. That's all you have to do. You walk around the office and you just be pleasant. You just say, hey, how you doing? What's up? You know, and then don't worry that you're not in with all the people. Exactly. You just started working there. People have built these relationships for years. And some people are just like that kind of outgoing thing all the time. And just be happy with you and yourself and you'll be fine. Mm.
Yeah, and I think that all those people that you see that are super like outgoing and seemingly have a lot of friendships, they're not always the most beloved.
Yes,
my favorite people are the ones who are a little bit who are more reserved with their words.
A little more introverted.
Yeah, that's how my sister is. She's more quiet. She's more thoughtful. She kind of mulls things over, not outwardly. She just likes to. You know, she's shy.
Well, because she's got she's got that nice nose.
She's got that nice nose.
Okay. It's not as beaky as some people in the family. Scorpion beak.
Imagine if I just punched my own nose in right now.
Just bang, bang.
You made
cut to her in the bathroom like, I'm a hit it.
Is that all we have?
Hello, guys. My name is Marcos, and I love the podcast. I need your advice on remorse and on living with guilt. I basically did something horrible when I was 16 that I regret very much. I'm now 24, but recently I've been feeling very guilty and worried. I've not been able to sleep, and I have anxiety attacks when I think about it. I feel like a fraud. I am known for being a good son, brother, and friend, but in reality, if any of my family members or friends were to find out, they would never talk to me again. I mostly feel bad that my mom feels proud of me for being good, but that one mistake makes me feel guilty. Do you guys have any advice on living? Mistake?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Listen, we need to know what it is.
Let's
you know,
let's
it's like if
something.
like if you raped a coworker or a girl, like if you like, you know, mm-hmm. some girl was passed out at a party and you had sex with her, then yes, you feel guilty, turn yourself in, or I don't know.
You know what? You deserve to live with that guilt for a really long time. You don't need to ever
right exactly
over it.
We
that's
need to
the
know.
Price you have to pay if you did something that drastic and horrible. The fact that you're feeling bad is a tiny price to pay for that, for committing something like that.
Well, let's not say that he did that, but I'm saying that's why we need to know what
that's where we go, like our head went there too,
especially if you say something
hey
like,
guys, I only just stole some candy when I was a kid,
right?
Oh god. Did you ever
he's a little bitch.
Did you ever steal stuff when you were younger from stores?
I think I have. I've stolen some. You know, but it's like it's so innocent, you know. But this sounds like he did something that he's fully aware of that he did wrong. But excuse me. Oh shit! I just did a Bobby. That was great. Welcome back to Tiger Belly. It just became Tiger Belly when I just burped. if he's aware that, first of all, your family, they're not gonna like turn on you. You know, it sounds to me like he has a really close relationship with his family, and because he values what they think about him, okay? So, therefore, you know, go to them. If it's a crime, if you've committed like an egregious crime, then you have to have somebody in your family that you can like let that out. You got to go to confession, go to therapy, or go to somebody in your family that you trust 100% that you're going to feel that you have to unburden yourself whatever this is. That's
but
the only way.
He deserves that burden.
We don't know what it is.
Okay, let's make a scenario. You have a son. He's 24 now.
Uh-huh.
He's a great kid.
Uh-huh.
Kindest, most compassionate kid as far as you know.
Uh-huh.
But when he was 16 years old, you know that he raped the girl.
Oh, well, then that's going to be like, that's a tough one. You know, it's a tough one.
How
as
would
a parent.
You have him? Like, do you want him to?
I just hope that never happens.
Okay, and he tells you, Dad, I just don't know how to. I can't live with myself. I feel like I need to end my life because of something that I did.
That's such a tough one. You know, it's like, you know, I don't know what people feel in their family, because there's one school of thought that's like, well, we gotta go in. We gotta turn yourself in. You gotta go
full punishment.
Yeah, full punishment.
And do you think that would make him feel lighter, maybe, to get the punishment?
Yes and no. But okay, as the person that is in that person's life, you're gonna feel shitty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so like, if you're turning in your family member, you're gonna have some guilt about, because one, you're gonna blame yourself because you're gonna feel like, oh, I didn't do enough. Cause look what my kid did, and maybe I didn't raise him right. And you're gonna feel this guilt of them dealing with whatever they're gonna be dealing with in jail or whatever it is like that. So you're gonna have your own guilt that's gonna be caused by that. But that person, that person might be unburdened. It might be that, you know, and when he gets out of jail, he's gonna be like, oh, that was the best decisions I ever made in my life. Or he's gonna be in a gang, and he's, you know, and he's gonna, you know, he's
American
gonna kill.
History X.
Yeah, he's gonna kill six people in prison.
I put a scorpion lashes, bro.
You just don't know. You know what I mean? So it's a tough one. Let's just hope it's nothing like that.
But it's probably not a crime. It's probably
He could have stole some money. He could have done some, like,
it's stealing money, that's when you're 16, everyone steals money. So if that's what you
He could have. It could have been like he could have embezzled money from his job, or he could have embezzled money. You know what I mean? Like, there are people that take that kind of stuff serious. That is like a huge.
That's something
deal.
That my ex did when he was when we were together. The
Pretty Blue Eyes or Abs.
He got in trouble for that when he was a teenager, and he was at work, and then he stole money from like the register, say, for instance. That's or like saying. He used someone left their credit card and he used it.
I had a friend of mine, he was assistant manager of a place that we were working at, and he stole a bunch of money.
Yeah, but he was my ex was 16 when he did that, and he is in his 30s now. He's like one of the kindest, best people on
this. This sounds like something that has more to do with the moral rules of that family. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
a lot of family talk,
like it could be that like his girlfriend had an abortion and he never told his mother. See, it could be something like that. You know what I mean? It could be something that's like, and if it's something like that, if it's burdening you so much, you got to go and be like, yo, you know.
Yeah.
It could be that he, like, you know, what I'm saying? It could be a host of things.
Transparency.
Yeah. Just a little. We'll find someone you can like to. That's just a tough one. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer for that.
I'm trying to think of something that I still feel guilty for. Can you? Something that you're just so, like, you look back and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, we all have those.
I think we all do, actually. I think I probably do. I think that most people do. We were like, holy shit, like, what was I thinking?
You guys,
what
have I done? These two fucks, I know.
You guys are just what they
I feel like one big one for me was I just felt like I wasn't there for my sister when she was growing up. Because I was doing my own shit.
No, I'm talking about deep dark. That's not deep dark. That's like,
I don't do dark shit.
Okay. Well,
no, she's talking about like you know, calling one of her ex-boyfriend's, you know, ex's job. And like, she's on drugs, you know.
I think that warrants.
Bitch!
Come on, you gotta stop.
Some evil
that
shit. That's what I'm saying. Like that's where she's going. Like, but that's just like, you know, that's why, you know, woman scorn.
Oh my God. Speaking of which, I have to retell this story. I had a guy who was cheating on his wife. He was a friend of mine. He was cheating on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Reno, fucked the girl, caught chlamydia, but didn't know he caught chlamydia until after he came home and fucked his wife.
Right. That's when you find out.
You know what he did? So he was a trainer at like a 24-hour fitness, and he knew that she just had a kid. Uh-huh. They had a kid together, and she was very conscious about her weight. So he put antibiotics and weight loss pills, and he said, this is something that they've been pushing at the gym. You have to take it every day for a week.
Well, good for him. That was his guilt.
And he got away with it.
Yeah, well, not anymore, because if they're listening.
Oh, no. She doesn't know to this day. How is this ever going to come out?
What if she just randomly, like, maybe I should watch Kalila's podcast? And then she's like,
that's me.
He's like, yeah, that's me. That's why she tells the story, because she secretly wants that to fucking happen. You want that shit to happen.
No,
just admit it.
I'm not a homewrecker.
Admit it. Admit you want that to happen.
You know what kind of move that is?
Bitch. Welcome back to Bitch Lasses.
All right. Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up. Come on.
Yeah, because all your shit is coming up. Because you know what it is? Because she doesn't have her little weirdo shield here. That she could just be like, look, Bobby's weird. No, it turns out you're a conniving, evil motherfucker.
I'm spilling everyone's secrets.
I know. That's going to happen. Maybe he's watching. Right now he's at work just doing his, like, where does he work? He works at a gym?
Well, not anymore.
Well, wherever he works now. Now she's like, doesn't want to give me secrets.
Maybe not.
No, he's probably listening to the podcast. He's just at work and he's like, this motherfucker.
What about the guy who jizzed on my kneecap? Do you think he'll hear this?
Yeah, he's going to be happy about that.
Good, I'm glad.
No, he's going to be like, why didn't you tell me you came?
I was so embarrassed for 40 years. I can't run away.
You need to call him and tell him, guess what?
By the way,
I had a tremendous orgasm that time you came on my knee. You probably scarred this poor guy.
He's been trying to come on every girl's knees after this.
Yeah. That's his thing. No. That's what he'll do now once she tells
him. Yeah. It worked.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was a match. You should have stayed with that guy.
Yeah. He has children now.
Oh my God. So now she's
I don't
just
know how
who
somehow,
it is.
Somehow he was able to enter somebody and jizz inside instead of a kneecap.
Well, because you guys were just doing a little like freaky deaky shit. That's all that was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, guys, thanks for having me. You know, we'll do it again.
Thank you so much, by the way, for stepping in very last minute. I know you've had a long day and you're really tired.
Round of applause for Eric.
Thank you.
Remember, check out Riffin with Griffin on iTunes and all the social media platforms. And also, congratulations on the Clippers getting a championship team.
Yes, we'll be talking about that on Scorpion Lashes. All right, guys. See you next week.
I'll be right back with some housekeeping.
Oh, sorry.
No, we'll be back later. I'll do it.
Okay.
Once again, thank you, everyone, to our sponsors, Postmates, Voodoo, ShipStation, and 23andMe. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code BELLY.
Spells.
Watch free movies instantly. Head over to voodoo.com/TigerBelly to sign up and start watching now. That's VUDU.com/TigerBelly. For 60 days of free ShipStation for all your shipping needs, visit ShipStation.com, click the microphone, and use the code BELLY, and make ship happen. Meet your genes. Visit 23andme.com/TigerBelly for your health and ancestry kit. Thanks to everyone who wrote us an iTunes review this week. You helped us get to top 30. If you haven't yet, will you please leave us a review? Guys, you can follow Kalila on all things.
At Calamity K.
George Kimmel at?
Instagram, George_Kimmel.
Eric Griffin at?
At Eric Griffin.
And also everything Bobby Lee with a K at Bobby Lee Live. Everyone, have a good night.